The kingdom of God is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his ability. And then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once, traded with them, made 5 more talents. Likewise, the one with 2 talents made 2 talents more. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came, and he settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Ah, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I've made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Ah, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you didn't sow, gathering where you didn't scatter seed. So I was afraid. I went. I hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was mine with some interest. But take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given. They will have in abundance. From those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. And as for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."